From the studios of Boise State Public Radio News, you're listening to Idaho Matters. This week, the Boise Bicycle Project is launching a program that will offer families a new way to purchase bikes for their kids. The goal of the nonprofit is to provide access to bicycles in an affordable, reliable, and sustainable way. So in order to help achieve this goal, the project is introducing a sliding scale payment method where parents can pay what they can afford in exchange for a new summer ride for their kids. So joining us today to talk more about the new program and how it will work, our volunteer manager, Benton Smith, and programs director, Devin McCombus. I want to welcome both of you.
Yeah, thanks for having us, Gemma.
Glad to be here.
So for those who are not familiar with the Boise Bicycle Project, Benton, can you quickly tell us what it is?
Yeah, we are a bike shop in sorts, but operate as more of a recycling center. So everything that comes through our shops donated from the community. And we use volunteers to help refurbish bikes that have a lot of life back in them to put them back out and strip components off of the ones we can't save to recycle parts back out. Mm-hmm.
And Devin, why did BPP decide to launch this brand new program?
Yeah, so in our history, we've given away over 11,000 bikes into our community. But we were seeing some things in our Kids Bike Giveaway program where we really wanted to give the agency back to families for them to be able to come into our shop and choose the bike. Their kids choose the bike they like, for them to support our programs in an amount that's meaningful for them, and for them also to understand that our shop has these services and to be parts of our community.
So how does the program work exactly, Devin?
Sure. The way it works is that we have an assortment of kids' bikes from Striders to 16, 20, 24-inch bikes for sale in our shop. They're for sale from approximately $10 to $75. They come with a helmet, lock, and light. And in that way, we hope that most families who need a bike maybe that week, their kid's ready to ride, aren't waiting on a list from us, and they're ready to kind of hop in there and support our programming.
So, Benton, what kinds of bikes are you going to be providing as part of this program?
Yeah, so this expansion's really for those youth-sized bikes. And like Devin listed, it's everything from 16-inch to 24-inch and BMX styles. And we're really excited about it just for that turnaround. It's not uncommon for us to get measurements from a family requesting a bike. And by the time we get them here for one of our previous giveaways we were hosting, the kids already grown up a size. Being able to bring them here to the shop and have them help choose out their bike, we're really excited for this expansion.
And so how important is it that you have people donate bicycles to this project? And do you need some for this new endeavor?
Yeah, absolutely. It's kind of the foundation of all our work. We're community supported. We're so lucky to have the support from Boise that we do in the surrounding area. And so, yes, we will need more kids' bikes donated so we can make sure and get them turned around and give away 700 more bikes this year.
Mm-hmm. So, Devin, I think it's important to clarify, if I'm understanding this right, the Boise Bicycle Project, you will still be providing free bicycles, correct, to families that are referred to you?
Yeah, thank you for that. Yeah, we will still continue always to provide free transportation to kids and families who need it. This year alone, we've given away 500 bikes already to people who need transportation in Boise, but also partners like the Ukrainian Welcome Center and our reservation partners in Fort Hall and Duck Valley. Specifically with this sale even, we have referrals from organizations like Safe Routes to School who are sending kids to us who need a bicycle, but maybe their family doesn't have the means. So yeah, we're going to continue giving away for free. This is just another opportunity to make sure that people who are ready for a bike this minute and ready to kind of come into our shop can support our programming in a way that is meaningful to them.
Well, it's great. I mean, it gives people so many more options now, right? So that's great. I want to talk a little bit about, you have a launch party coming up. What is that about?
Yeah, you asked if we're going to need more bikes after this week, and we'd consider it a success if we ran out of inventory after this week. We know summer break starts, a lot of the Boise school districts getting out of school this year, and, you know, after putting them away for the winter last year, a lot of kids have outgrown their bike. This is just kind of the launch of our program. After school on Thursday, and then continuing Friday and Saturday, we're going to have extra inventory laid out on the floor so kids can come test ride, behind the shop and choose that next bike for them.
I think that's so great. So it's going on Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Is that correct, Benton?
That's correct.
Okay. And also, you know, what's it like for the two of you when you see a child, you know, get their own, very own bicycle?
Yeah, you know, it's a special moment. You know, it's one of those things that maybe you think after a year or two of doing it would start to lose its shine, but every time it kind of brings you right back to maybe that first time that you really got to take a ride around the block and feel that agency and that freedom. So it is always something that brings me back to a really warm, fuzzy place.
Oh, I remember my first bike. It was a pink Schwinn with a flower basket on top, right on the handlebars. I remember that bike well. So, so are there specific things that you need from, for donations? And also, do you need volunteers for the launch party or anything else, Benton?
Yeah, absolutely. We are still looking for volunteers who can come and help facilitate. But we do run volunteers through orientation, because going forward, what we're going to need is every time your kid outgrows that bike, if you know there's some life left into it and can bring it by our shop, we use volunteers to build up all the bikes we give away. So last year we gave away 1,200 bikes. With this program expanding our capacity to not just honor those requests for free bikes, but be able to sell bikes to anyone looking for a sustainable and affordable kids bike option, we know we're going to need even more mechanics. So everyone who's interested in being a part of this, learning some basic mechanics, coming with us to make sure we're keeping bikes out of the landfill and can turn them around and put them back out into the community. Reach out to us, let us know, and we'd love to plug you into these programs.
Yeah, and I
well,
just want
as
to
always,
echo what he's saying.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I just want to echo what he's saying real quick. We need volunteers to help us run these events, to help us fix bikes. We also need volunteers to help us write thank you notes and run the shop. People from our community supporting us with bicycle donations and also financial donations. So we're incredibly lucky to have that support from this community. And if someone wants to hop in, we'll take you.
Well, I think you do such good work over the Boise Bicycle Project. So thanks for coming in and telling us about this new program you're launching.
Absolutely. Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
Two men of color vanished after last being seen in the same deputy's patrol car.
I knew something was wrong. Your mother knows.
It's the strangest case, the most unsettling case.
Listen to The Last Ride podcast, part of the NPR Network.